The Holy Gospel according to John chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. This will also serve as our sermon text this morning. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these miraculous signs you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus replied, "Amen, amen, I tell you, unless someone is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I tell you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised when I tell you that you must be born from above. The wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." "How can these things be?" asked Nicodemus. "You are the teacher of Israel," Jesus answered, "and you do not know these things? Amen, amen, I tell you, we speak what we know, and we testify about what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen again to words from our gospel lesson, John chapter 3. I'll just read two verses. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I tell you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit." This is the word of our God. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, no greater passage in all of Scripture can be found than in this Scripture that is our text for today, where God's plan of salvation is so clearly laid out and presented in the plainest terms. Here we see our triune God and his saving plan for us. A triune God in perfect harmony in his work of salvation for us. So on this Trinity Sunday, please pause for a brief moment as we have an opportunity to hear from Jesus himself, a discourse with the Son of Man, as we hear him explain to Nicodemus and to us as well that wonderful plan of salvation from our God. This all-important question, how do I enter the kingdom of God? That question is answered for us today. And the answer is only one way. It is by that triune God. May God give us faith to believe and then humility to receive this truth. as Jesus informs our ignorance. Ignorance that begins in death, and information that brings to life. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. We're told that he was a member of the Jewish ruling council. That's another way of describing. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. Of course, we know how the Sanhedrin felt about Jesus. This was the same group that was plotting already, at this point, plotting to put Jesus to death. And yet, as Nicodemus comes to him at night, we find something very interesting from Nicodemus' words to Jesus. He said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these miraculous signs you are doing unless God is with him." Imagine that. Nicodemus comes to Jesus with a confession. He comes with an acknowledgement, not just for himself, but for all the Sanhedrin that is seeking to put him to death, even for those Jewish leaders. "We know that you are a teacher who has come from God. We know that God is with you." Of course, this is a truth that could not be denied, even if that would be debated among that Sanhedrin. The fact that Jesus was doing things that only God could do must be a clear sign, and that's what Nicodemus confesses, even acknowledges to Jesus here on this night. "You are a teacher who has come from God." And we know this. Just think how profound that admission is. That all of those Jewish leaders who also wanted to kill Jesus knew that as well. That truth could not be denied. It's fascinating then that they didn't desire at all to learn from him. They weren't at all interested in understanding what God had to say to them. Just think, God had sent his son Jesus to tell them about himself so that they could learn about this true God that they thought and claimed they worshiped and served. But they were saying, "We're not even interested in knowing what you have to say to us, God." Dear friends, this is the nature of things. The Jewish leaders were happy to remain ignorant of the true God. They thought that they were worshiping him in a way that they wanted to worship him. They thought that they were serving this God. They thought that they were earning membership in his kingdom by their good behavior, by their service to him. Oh, how ignorant they were. Ignorant, first, of their own spiritual condition. And that spiritual condition, by nature, begins in death. And so that's what Jesus communicated to Nicodemus as he began to teach him about this all-important question, how do I get into the kingdom of God? He said, "Unless someone is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And then to explain that statement more clearly, he went on, "Unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of flesh is flesh." Here, as Jesus speaks of flesh, he is referring to our sinful nature. This is how we are begotten. This is our beginning by nature. Our sinful flesh is such that we cannot enter or see the kingdom of God. We are outside. And the ignorance of our sinful nature, our sinful human state, begins in death. That's where we are, and that's what we deserve. To think that the Sanhedrin knew that Jesus was from God, and yet they refused to learn more about that God and find out about themselves too. How sad an ignorance that is. And yet when it comes to knowing God or being informed about God, we at times like to construct God in a way that we would like him to be, rather than allowing him to instruct us on who he truly is. We want to construct God into what serves us best or what we think would serve us best. When this happens, we don't only fail to know God, we fail to know ourselves as well. Yes, sinful pride in us presents us with an unwillingness to accept this truth that we are born in death and that God is the only Savior. We can save ourselves, or so we think in our flesh, in our ignorance. But Jesus presents this truth to us so plainly. Flesh gives birth to flesh. We are corrupt. We are sinful. And that cannot see, that cannot enter the kingdom of God. What a blessing then to be directed to the rebirth that our saving God does grant to us. As Jesus speaks with Nicodemus, he speaks about the wonderful gift of baptism. In the waters of baptism, born of water and of the Spirit gives birth, gives new life to our spirit. He creates a new spirit within us that is not ignorant of God and His salvation for us. He creates in us a new spirit that sees the kingdom of God, that is granted to enter that kingdom of God. Ignorance means that we do not have the good gifts the triune God has provided for us. But here today, Jesus is here to inform our ignorance. Look at the instruction that he used to inform Nicodemus on this night. Nicodemus, for his part, at least seeks out the truth. He goes to Jesus, unlike the rest of his fellow Sanhedrin members, who probably would expel him if they found out that he was going to talk to Jesus. This one was risking his seat in the Sanhedrin, at least desiring to learn more about Jesus, about God. And oh, what a rich reward of the truth about the saving God that Jesus shared with Nicodemus. He taught him what it meant to be a member, a citizen of the kingdom of God, not a citizen of a ruling council in a city or for a people, but to belong to the kingdom of God. He taught him what it means to be a member, a believer, a part of God's family. Without faith in the true God, the triune God, we have no part with Him. We are not members of His kingdom, and we cannot see it, even enter it. We do not belong to Him, and He does not rule in our hearts or govern our hearts and lives as citizens of His kingdom. But the information that Jesus brings, provides, gives life. Amen, amen, I tell you, unless someone is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I tell you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit." First those words, "Amen, amen, I tell you." Three times Jesus used those words with Nicodemus in this discourse. Jesus speaks these words because he's saying that this is of utmost importance. What he is about to communicate in informing Nicodemus about the nature of the kingdom of God and how you, Nicodemus, become a member of that kingdom of God. This is of most importance. This is what informs him of the way that he has life with God. Amen, amen, I tell you, three times. This is most certainly true, and your life depends on it. Yes, the Spirit brings spiritual life, through which a person is born again, made alive, and enters the kingdom of God and sees that kingdom of life. As Jesus explains this to Nicodemus, look at the reaction even of Nicodemus. Do you see how the flesh cries out against God? He says to Jesus, "How can this happen? How can this be?" our sinful hearts too, constantly challenge God when presented and confronted with His truth. We think that we know better. We think that we have the right course. Nicodemus said, "How can these things be?" God speaks His condemning law to our hearts, but we deny it. We say, "That's not sin." We like to claim that by nature we are good enough to inherit God's kingdom. At least Nicodemus came to Jesus. At least Nicodemus was interested in learning more. And we're like Nicodemus, aren't we? We have come today. We've sought out the truth, haven't we? At least we're here to listen. We've come to the right place. That should be good. That should be good enough, at least, shouldn't it? It's not enough. It's not enough because unless someone is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I'm not good enough, and I don't deserve it. We deserve death in hell for our wickedness and sinfulness, not life in heaven with God. At this point, Jesus informed Nicodemus and us with information that brings true and real life. That God doesn't need our help, but oh, how we need His. Nor does He ask for our help or require it. Instead, He Himself provides the help that we need. He entered our kingdom, the kingdom of flesh and of sin and of death, in order to rescue us from this kingdom of flesh and sin and death. That's what Jesus pointed Nicodemus to the one who could enter heaven. And that is the Son of Man, who is the Son of God. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven." Who can enter that kingdom of God? Who can even see it? The one who came from there, who is the true God Himself, the Son of Man, who came down from it. Then Jesus went on to inform Nicodemus about the wonderful salvation of our triune Savior God. That love that God the Father had. The activity that God the Son carried out. And then the belief in it which God the Holy Spirit grants. That the Son of Man descended from heaven to be man for us according to the Father's will. That alone is what fits us for the kingdom of God. Our saving God's work and activity makes us fit. Not anything that we are or anything that we do. In that opening hymn, we sing, "Monarch of all things, fit us for your mansions." What a beautiful confession of faith that is. To see what our triune God has done for us. We who are flesh, we who cannot enter the kingdom of God or even see it, are made fit for that kingdom of heaven. How? By the Son of Man, who came from God Himself, who is God Himself, who came down from above. This is the one who makes us fit to ascend into heaven. This is why God's Holy Spirit is such a precious gift too, such a profound blessing from God. Treasure this gift, dear friends. Delight in God's Holy Spirit, that God has poured Him into our hearts, not just to come and to hear, but to listen and to accept and to believe. That's not an ability that lies within us. That's a gift that comes to you by God's Holy Spirit. Whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Dear friends, you have been born of the Holy Spirit. Born again, as you were brought to believe in this saving triune God, who alone is your salvation. You have been born again to believe that you are not by yourself fit for those mansions of heaven, but your triune God, the monarch of all things, has made you fit for heaven by his wonderful love for you, by his incredible activity for you, and by the wonderful gift of his Holy Spirit for you. To inform our ignorance, this Jesus has done. To know that ignorance first that begins in death, and to know that this is how we are born into this world, and this is what we are by nature, and without God, without that triune saving God, that is what we are, dead. But that triune God gives us a new birth, a new life, and that information brings to life. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son to save the world through him. Friends, no greater, no more clear, no more informative passage is there in all of Scripture than the instruction that Jesus provided to Nicodemus that night. And with it, he still informs our ignorance. And with that information, he brings us to life. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.